Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. Just 2 weeks after the winter solstice, and while the days are getting longer, the weather has turned colder. So get some tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, and please keep in mind that the CDC recommends you wear your mask in public if you are not yet fully vaccinated. After all the rain that fell recently, the garden is clean and shiny, and this is a great time to get out for a walk. As you head toward the main entrance of the garden, the jade plants to the left of the entrance are blooming, and the tiny little star-shaped flowers will bring a smile to your lips. These plants are really beautiful examples of jade plants. Entering the garden, one of the perkiest of the ground cover flowers are the African daisies that grow around the palms in palm circle. These perennial flowers bloom a little bit nearly all year round, but right now we're at the beginning of the most prolific part of the blooming season. If you make it out to Hidden Meadow, there's other large patches of white African daisies blooming there, along with small patches around the garden in other places. In the children's garden, there are some African daisies throwing up a few blooms, and there is also a patch of startlingly lovely gazanias. Now, gazanias are often called African daisies as well because they do resemble the African daisies, but they are actually a different branch of the aster family. As long as you're in the children's garden, head out the back way to the promenade, and at the corner of Tramway and the promenade on the right side, there's a beautiful Madeira Island geranium blooming. While there are half a dozen plants on the corner, it's surprising that only one is blooming right now. These sweet pink flowers make a lovely cloud above the very interesting and severely lobed leaves. If you just look ahead into the Bohannon Rose Garden, the gorgeous allspice Michelea tree is in full bloom. This tree has been blooming for 3 weeks already, and there are still plenty of buds on the tree to keep a flush of blooms going for a few more weeks. Then the blooming will slowly trail off, but there'll be a few blooms throughout the summer. This is a striking specimen tree that can be pruned to remain a bush, let mature into a tree, or even espaliered. Leaving the rose garden, if you head up towards the left, you can walk through the cactus collection, where you will find a beautiful silver jade plant that's blooming. Now, it's kind of rare to find a silver jade that is blooming, that is in cultivation, so this is really a lovely plant to take a look at. Then leave the cactus collection to your left and walk into the aloe collection. There's some really interesting aloe plants sending up flower spikes, and at the far end is the aloe elegans orange. Now, this is amazing because it has yellow flowers, of all things. The reason they're noted as orange is that the little spikes at the very edge of the leaves are red-orange. If you go on up the hill to the dirt road there that heads out to the left, you'll find an area of citrus trees snuggled in behind the loquat trees that are just before you get to Arizona Crossing. The Meyer lemon trees are blooming right now, and citrus blooms are one of the sweetest scents in the garden. Meyer lemons are a perfect lemon if you're making lemonade or salad dressing, as they're not quite as tart as traditional lemon. There are also a few sweet orange trees in that area that are loaded with ripe fruit, and the proof that the garden critters are feasting on them is littering the ground under the trees. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.